Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paul, as you know, the Pentagon is an open and transparent institution. It's always willing to welcome citizens' helpful ideas.
Oh, I go all the time. I wander in. I bring cake.
They're great. Yeah. Well, Stars and Stripes reported this week that one ingenious citizen suggested to the Pentagon that they use what to track down Osama bin Laden?
That they use the Internal Revenue Service.
No. I'll give you a hint. Well, he's smarter than the average paratrooper.
You're kidding.
No.
Yogi Bear?
Yes, what? Bears.
Oh, bears.
Parachuting bears.
Or yogis.
Yeah, or yogis. Or no, yogis. But bears. Parachuting bears is the answer.
Wow.
The positive.
I don't know why that didn't pop right into my head.
The positives, bears, as everyone knows, have a strong sense of smell. They're great trackers, and we all know they love caves. The negative, from what we've seen so far, bears are notoriously poor skydivers. The would-be military strategist who sent his suggestion into the Pentagon, he was quoted by Stars and Stripes as saying, quote, parachute bears into areas bin Laden might be, train bears to take off parachutes after landing, or use parachutes that self-destruct. The Pentagon has taken with the idea. They're not quite committed to it, but they're starting a pilot program which will rig a predator drone to coat bin Laden with honey.
You know, you mock this idea about the bears, but it can't work any worse than anything else.
That's true. And there is, of course, the constitutional right to arm bears. So.
Bada boom.
Peterson.
Charlie, as you know, the Texas school board often imposes its views, usually conservative, on the textbooks used in that state and often, as it turns out, across the nation. This week, they passed standards that emphasize conservative thinkers and political figures in history and, more surprisingly, eliminated all reference to whom.
Yes, they managed to, and they replaced him, by the way, with Thomas Aquinas. I just want to point this out.
That's very nice of them.
But they eliminated Thomas Jefferson.
From American history, that's
exactly
true. We're not sure why the new standards for American history in Texas will exclude any mention of Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, I do.
Well, our guess is that he, of course, is the originator of the concept of a wall between church and
correct
state. Which
that's exactly
against
right.
Also, he had long hair like one of those hippies. They're also going to say that Texas won the Civil War all by itself. The Pilgrims landed in Dallas. And that Jefferson High School in El Paso, Texas, named after the Jeffersons on TV.
I can get behind that.
They want to encourage the kids to move on up. Mm-hmm.